Everything in nature is happening beautifully. Everything is flowing effortlessly. Everywhere you look, there is harmony. So then, what happens with the humans? How come the human beings is so tense, so much fear, so much problems? They are the crown of God's creation. And still they are so in agony, because they have forgotten their true nature. So when you remember your nature, you will also be in harmony. There's all kinds of humans on this planet. And I told you many times, everybody looks like human beings, but not everybody is humans. In the human forms, you have devils and you have angels and everything in between. So don't get fooled by the appearance. Not everybody is human yet. Maybe some mistake happened. Maybe some mistake happened and then you find yourself in human form, but you are not mature enough to use it. Then you miss the opportunity, then you have to go back again to a lower form. Because human form, then it's a great opportunity if you are aware. It's like my mother always said when I was little, just be careful. We had always these big boxes of apples for the winter because you didn't get everything in the fridge. You always have to check, because if it's one rotten apple, it can spoil the whole box. So you have to check sometimes. And sometimes it looks fine on the surface, but on the backside it's rotten, no? And if you not take it away, you know, you can give it to the pigs or something like that. Then you will spoil the whole box of apples. One apple spoils everything. That's how it is. One person can spoil everything. You have to behave. Beloved, I'm feeling this transformation inside of me. I feel that I'm becoming more real. And for this to happen, many old patterns have been showing up for me. I'm facing many old habits, ideas, patterns. And in a way, I'm feeling them going. Wow, what a relief. Making it shorter, I always loved Shiva, my favorite of the Hindi gods, and I remember you in Manali. We were sitting by the bonfire watching the full moon, and you said, I am Shiva. Yes, yes, you are. My God Shiva, spreading the fire of transformation. I'm not afraid to be burned, beloved. I'm here to be burned at your feet, honored to have the chance to get transformed by your fire, your love, by your grace. What I have been receiving is so priceless. This bigger understanding of the sacred life around you. At your feet, your servant, Citta. You remember that, no? Many of you have this feeling from before, because I have told you we are not new here. I remember you had also a good experience when I took you to the temple there. And that's why I'm here, for to remind you of something bigger. Something bigger that you have forgotten. And that happens very easily when there is love, when there is devotion, when there is trust. Then this gift that is impossible to give to anybody, then only it can be given. Then you can remember. And so this is how it is. I'm feeling this transformation inside of me. I feel that I'm becoming more real. And for this to happen, many old patterns have been showing up for me. All the old patterns has to show up. That is what I call the homework. It is bound to come up. And either you will escape, or if you are very weak, you will disappear, or you will resist, you have a hard time with yourself. Or if you are ready, if you are mature, then you will enjoy and you go through it. You will understand this is part of the process. They say they have a certain degree to melt pure gold. They find the gold and it looks very dirty, it's all mixed with earth and different stones. And then they have it at a certain temperature. Then only the pure gold comes off. Everything else is burnt. And that's what the guru is there for, to burn all that dirt. Then only pure gold will come out. It's bound to happen. So if this is understood, then it's very easy. But before you have gotten the results, the mind will always be in doubt and resist. As soon as the first taste of the nectar is felt, then there is trust. Then you know yourself. Nobody needs to tell you anything, you know. It's your own experience. So that's how it is. It's becoming more and more real because you are going through it. And all the old patterns has to go. From the very beginning I tell you that. You have to drop the old. Because life is now. And you are carrying all your past ideas. The images of who you are. What is real, what is not real. All this, your whole mind, personality is full of it. All that has to go. That is almost impossible to do if there is not an intimacy to the fire. You cannot think about it, you cannot read about it, you cannot study about it, you cannot meditate even about it. It is a direct experience. I'm facing many old habits, ideas, patterns, and I'm feeling them going. Wow, what a relief. Nothing is more a relief then all your old ideas and habits are going. Because then you will have so much space. And you are used to feeling you very constricted. Because you are so full of stuff, unnecessary stuff. And your being should be very light, unburdened, spacious, free. The lightness of being. It's not to get anything more, it is always to let go more, to trust more, to open up more. To go beyond any limits that you think you have. Because in reality, there is no limits. It's limitless. And then it's always a relief when that is happening. I remember you in Manali when we were sitting by the bonfire watching the full moon, and you said, "I'm Shiva." Yes, you are, my God Shiva, spreading the fire of transformation. The real guru is Shiva because he has to destroy to transform. First he has to destroy the old, that is part of the process. It's like you're living, you made your house on a very weak foundation. Indian concrete foundation. And there you build the great palace. And that's who you think you are. No, it won't last. You have to have a real foundation. So for that you have to tear down whatever it is. If you have a little bamboo shack or if you have a big palace, it doesn't matter, it has to go because the foundation itself is rotten. It will collapse. And that's how the ego is, that's how your ideas are, that's how your habits are. All has to go. That's why they call Shiva the destroyer, because it's bound to happen. Anybody who can transform you has to first destroy you. Destroy the old. And remember, that which is real can never be destroyed. But you are so identified with the unreal that some fear is there. Till you have tasted the transformation, then trust is born. Then you can allow it. Up till then, you will always fight. You will always be in doubt. Your mind, your habit, your personality will always take you away. You will never be steady. And to be with the Shiva, you have to be steady. He will test you. It's not for everybody. You have to be steady. And you have to be wild. Shiva is wild. He is free. And most of us, he is love. But love comes in many, many different ways. Whatever is needed to transform you, that is the main thing. To change the base metal into gold. And me and Shiva goes a long way back. It's not a new thing. Because he is both. He is the king of yogis and he is the king of dancers. It's a combination of both. It's very unique. He is both and he is beyond. He is beyond any duality, but he can appear as ecstasy, as bliss, and he can appear as silence. Both is blended together. Whatever he needs to show you. But for that he will break all rules. It's impossible to fit them into a box. Some people are very easy to fit into boxes, but not the Shiva. It's impossible. Even guru or something you can put in a box. They only use one side. Maybe just silence. Maybe just talking. Maybe just dancing. Maybe just looking. Maybe just touching. There's many ways. To go beyond. I'm not afraid to be burned, beloved. I'm here to be burned at your feet. When, when there is love, there is no fear. Why should you be afraid? It's only, like I said, reminded you many times, when there is no love, then there is fear. They cannot be together. How can there be fear if there is love? It's impossible. Fear comes of being separated. Love means that no, you have touched something, you have felt oneness, you have melted. You have gone beyond yourself. Fear, which everybody is living in, then they are separated. That is what the ego is separated. It's a separation from the whole. Then your mind goes, you're always dreaming. Even if you're in paradise, you will go somewhere else. Because it can never stop. It will always be something that is missing. This is the mind. Your being, when it wakes up, is just grateful. Grateful to remember, grateful to come back. And absolutely not afraid for getting burnt. Because who can burn? You cannot burn. Your real self can never burn. And if there is anything to be burned, so be it. Let it burn. That is a true sannyasin. It should be a radical change, not holding on to the past. Even if it's hard, you know this too will pass. But people forget, that is how it is to be human. We forget again and again and again and again. We fall asleep again and again and again. Even if you had a glimpse, the sleepiness, the habits, the ideas can come back. You have to practice awareness. You have to come close. You have to be steady. It's almost impossible to do that alone. That's why it's so valuable with the Sangha. And not to mention a master. Because then it makes it possible. He will always feed you. Not only bread, which we have enough of. And that Jesus said, 2,000 years ago, you cannot live of bread alone. You need something else. Your belly maybe is full, but your heart, your soul is hungry. That's how it is for a seeker. Something is missing. You can have everything in this world, but something is missing. You are hungry. You are longing for something to be filled. When that is touched, when you start feeling full, you've gotten that food that you were longing for, your heart was longing for, then you don't care because it takes away all our hunger. You can go without food. You are not afraid to get burnt then, because you are fulfilled in another way. I'm here to be burned at your feet, honored to have the chance to get transformed by your fire, your love, by your grace. That is the right way. Because the fire, the holy fire, cannot go against you if you resist. You have to be welcoming. You have to be humble. You have to be receiving. You have to be understanding. You have to see the worth of it, that is priceless. Only then can it happen. And that's why everything has to go, because this, all this humbleness, this openness, this trust, this love, this vulnerability, this gratefulness is hidden by layers and layers of ideas and protections and egos and habits. That is the work of a master, of a Shiva, to remove it. Go on removing so that which is real can come forth. Then it's easy. Afraid you are when you are separated from the whole. When you have a taste of how it is to be in tune with the whole, that you are part of the whole, then is no fear. The part can never be smarter than the whole. It's impossible. You have to surrender to the whole. Then the part even has, that's the possibility of human beings, that even the part can remember that it's part of the whole. That is the remembrance. You are part of something vast. You are part of God, you are part of existence. No animal can remember that, only human beings. But very few does it, because they spend their whole life chasing dreams, being involved with the habits, old patterns, and ideas, like you say. That's why so few people come to that place where you feel grace, where you start getting transformed. It's almost a miracle. No society, no school, no parents teach that. Only Shiva does. There is a valley in Himalaya called Parvati Valley. And I took one of my friends, he's also a master in his own right, a guru. I took him to see some hot springs. And it was a few day walk, and then we slept by the river in the night. And a tremendous force was coming down the valley in the middle of the night. And first I got a little afraid because it was so powerful. But then I surrendered because I knew it was Shiva. And when I surrendered, then he just went into me. Now after that, I never been afraid because we became one. Maybe that's why I love the Himalayas so much. I always did. First time I went to India, I went straight to the Himalayas. It must be something very ancient. And even my enlightened friend, he was sleeping. How come? I was awake. Shiva was awake also. Then two becomes one. That's how it is in love. That's how it is in true surrender. Then you become that. Then you become what you love. So be aware of what you love. Shiva is not the form, it's the consciousness itself. It is the freedom itself. It is the love itself. And only that transforms. What I have been receiving is priceless. This bigger understanding of the sacred life around you. Yes, when the old is gone, when your mind, your habits, your ideas are gone, only then can you start seeing. And that's what Shiva wants to give you. Clear sight, darshan, seeing. And not with these two eyes, but he has an eye here that see through all the nonsense. You cannot fool him with words or with form. That's the meaning of the third eye. Then you have a different vision. When that starts seeing, and that has to start awakening in you before you can understand what is happening around the master, then everything becomes sacred. Because you becoming sacred, you are awakening that sacred that has been asleep in you. And that's the only thing the master is there for, to try to waking up that which is in sleep in you. That can only happen in love. All resistance, all ideas, all habits has to go. Only then. Shiva can dance, he can make big show, but most of all he just likes to sit. in silence, in nature, in the mountains, far away from any mind. That's the compassion of the Shivas, of the Masters. They don't need anything, but they have to deal with all kinds of ideas and minds and habits and confusion and darkness to help people get free of it. Kabir says, nobody has found God without the Living Master. His help is what makes it possible. You find your thirst and he will do the rest. But very few find this thirst. And very few are steady. Shiva like it in the mountains and in the forest. Beloved, I love you and I really want to be part of this oneness. And if there is anything I can contribute with, so you can continue to have satsangs here at Dharma Mountain, and so we can keep this fantastic place, please just let me know. Okay. I'm living permanently in the valley now, and I have 100% time and energy to get involved. What can I do? Love from Ross. Don't worry, Ross, you won't be unoccupied. Anybody who is 100% available, there is a lot to do here. So that is very good. I like it when people are straight. And this transformation that we're talking about can only happen when you are 100%. And you know what transformation has happened in your own life. And that's what I was just talking about, when you have felt it yourself. Then you want to get involved. It comes like a shadow. If nothing has happened for people, how can they get involved? Only the mind is judging and thinking and this or that or what or other things to do. When you want to be involved, when you know this is it, I'm totally here, available, then everything happens very easily. It means you are open. You have felt something. And you can only say that when you have been touched. Then your mind is not in charge anymore. Your heart, your being is taking over. And that can only happen when it has been touched by something bigger than the mind. Then you want to serve that. Up to one point, you just serve your own mind, your own idea, your own habits, your own greed. But when you have a break, when you've been touched of something greater, then of course everything changes. That's why they say everything can change completely in a split second. It's almost like a miracle. Your whole life gets it out the focus. And you made that choice. You moved there. And even choice is very difficult for most people. They can't even choose. They are so confused. They are so many. It's not only one person in you. It's many, many persons. How can you make up your mind? How can you choose? In the morning you want to do one thing. By lunch you want to do something else. In the afternoon you want to do something else. And in the evening you want to go somewhere else. And that's how it goes the whole life. That's why you are all normally, the so-called normal people are just split, very split, fragmented people. And you say, I really want to be part of this oneness. When there is oneness, it's very easy because you're functioning as one. That oneness has touched you. You have felt something. And out of oneness, you get integrated. That is integration. You get centered. You find your own center. Then it's easy. When you are one, it's very easy to see. But when you are many, how can you choose? How can you see? You have so many voices in your head. So when you first have tasted this oneness, then life takes a totally new direction. Everything becomes more easy. No, the mind cannot interfere like it did before. And you have stood up for the challenges. The challenges in the material world, in the physical world. To move, to change job, to drop the old. All this has changed. All this is history already. You are here. Then it's very important to get totally involved. Then you get more integrated into that oneness. That's what I mean, get out of your own way. And the easiest is to be devoted to something bigger than you. I love you and I really want to be part of this oneness. And if there is anything I can contribute with so you can continue to have satsang at Dhamma Mountain and so we can keep this fantastic place, please just let me know. I can have satsangs in Dhamma Mountain forever, it's no problem. For me it's no problem, nothing is a problem. But sometimes I have to shake, that's the work of Shiva, he has to shake you up. So you also see what we have. And then when you click into that oneness and this gratefulness of what is happening here, then your energy comes multiplied. And creativity and energy and ideas comes by itself. Because you want to be involved. That's what happens out of totality. It's not like you get little energy. The mind gets tired, depleted. But when your being, your heart is plugged into something, you get more energy. Because it fills you. It fills you to serve that higher purpose. Everybody is tired in this world because they don't have a higher purpose in life. It's all material. They have forgotten the spirit, they have forgotten their heart, they have forgotten the oneness. Then you get very tired. You are not plugged in to the source. If you are connected with the source, then it's unlimited. And you want to be involved. Because that's what the soul is here for. It has to serve. It has to be available. So remember, it's not for me, it's for you. And it's just a wake-up call that we can create, you can create much more here. But you have to get ignited. You have to see what you really have and come with ideas, which is happening now also. But there's always been a little more humpity-dumpity here in the mountains in cold Norway. Very few people, and people been frozen, seems like, for centuries in Scandinavia. So I have a hard time melting the old ice. It's happening. I'm very happy. I see many people who have melted now. They come into the spring after a long tundra. In Brazil, it's much more easy because first, it's much more people. Think about it. In Norway, you have 5 million people. In whole Scandinavia, maybe you have 15 million people. In Brazil, it's 160 million people. There's a difference. And it's much more in the culture to be involved. In Northern Europe, people are much more separated. Maybe it's something to do with the climate, most probably. In the East, also in India, everybody is never any privacy. People are always around, outside. That's why I feel so at home in Brazil. It's the same. It's never any privacy. You have to escape. And miracles are happening because I have even made Brazilians silent. That is a sign of a miracle. When Brazilians don't, they're not so interested in talking and gossiping so much. They start feeling content in themselves. That is what I call a miracle. And the Scandinavians start dancing. Enjoying, want to join in, to make more beautiful. Miracles are happening. So this is how it is. But when your ideas of who you are and where you belong and country and religions and habits, when all that goes, then the spontaneity is coming forth by itself. Just being human, being alive. Being happy, you want to get involved. That is universal. It has nothing to do with East or West, with Scandinavia or Brazil. It's beyond. And that beyond is what I want to remind you of. And when that is happening, that is oneness. Then you want to be involved in whatever way. That is how it happens, because you don't belong anywhere. You are a citizen of planet Earth. So when more and more people are start waking up, then you will transform this place more and more, because you have in a unique place. If you don't have eyes, you won't see. Like Chitta just said, now she starts realizing more and more what is happening. It's happening all the time. You have to have clear eyes. And clear eyes means that you have to disappear. You have to become one. You cannot be fragmented. Then you just see little points, speck of lights. You have to have a clear vision. Then you see what you have. Then you want to get involved. And it's unlimited. This is our place, is your place. I'm living permanently in the valley now, and I have 100% time and energy to get involved. What can I do? Don't worry. And you also see, you have seen that, Ross, because you had the life, you have been working, you have been lost, you have had family. All these things you had, you know the hardship. And look now. And many people forget that. Many people who come, they come very open. Then after a while, then again the mind, the habits comes. It's very difficult to stay on the path. Almost impossible if you don't. That's why around all enlightened people a Sangha is happening. Maybe that Sangha is just a handful. Maybe it's 1,000. It doesn't matter. But it's bound to come some people who feels a certain fragrance, a certain oneness, a certain click that is happening, that want to be involved. It's bound to happen. And then it makes it much easier. Because you have the support and you have like-minded people. You have hearts around you. But this can easily be forgotten. If one falls into one's personal mind again, one's personal thinking, desires, judgments, fear, competition, all these things that takes you away from reality. The best way to stay focused is to get involved. It's always been like that. You find something you can do for some bigger purpose than only you. You get involved in the flow. That's what Sangha is for. It's a harmonious community that only can happen around the Master, an enlightened one, where you don't do it for some gain. You do it out of understanding, out of love, that you want to. The outside world doesn't understand that at all. They only understand for gaining something. This is a totally different level. And it keeps you connected with the truth. What you are doing here. Because many people can forget that. So the Sangha reminds you what is really happening, what do we have here. It can help you to stay awake. But it's like flowers. Not everybody is smelling the flowers. You need a sensitive heart, a sensitive being, to smell the fragrance of the Sangha, of the Buddhas. Most people miss. It's always been like that. So So I like it, Ross, then I like everybody who is straight. Hundred percent. And totality is the way to be free. You know, you cannot make it if you are just lukewarm. You need some totality. But again, that totality can only come when you have felt something. When you have felt that oneness, that totality in yourself. That yes. Only that can real totality, real service, real devotion, real love can happen. When you have to have, in your own being, you have to have felt it. Then it comes automatically. So for me, it's just a sign that you have felt something beyond you. And to be involved here, that is really to be involved in freedom. It's just the opposite of how it is in the world. Then to be involved in some projects, some things, people feel that they lose their freedom. Here to be involved gives you freedom. You get more centered. What can I do? I don't know, Ross, because I don't do anything. You have to talk with somebody who's still involved in doing. And it's many people, luckily, because things need to be done. But I'm not the right person, because I'm so useless that the only thing I can do. Is this. And that is fine. Many things I enjoy also, but totality is what change. Those who don't feel this love pulling them like a river, those who don't drink this dawn like a cup of spring water, or take in sunset like supper, those who don't want to change, let them sleep. Let them sleep. That's what I say also. Who cares? This is for those who wants to be involved, who wants to be total, who wants to feel that oneness, that joy of living, be connected to the whole existence. And life, real life, only happens in totality. Most people have forgotten totality because they have forgotten to live. And this like the mystics has always said, this love demands everything. And when everything is gone, then only this is, only oneness is. All the millions of things has come into one. Then there is total focus, then there is totality, then there is centering, then there is joy. You are not split, you are one. And to start functioning as oneness, that is real life. Not to be scattered all over, but to be crystallized, focused. Aum Shanti. Why should we go anywhere else? This is the best place. If it's the best place for me, it must be the best place for you. Nowhere I can imagine a better place for Shiva than this. You don't find a quiet place like this in the Himalayas. It's provided. How come? How come we have this beautiful place? How come we are here together? How come? That's the mystery. So if you start seeing, then it will be too much. If you don't see, then you think about, oh, I should go somewhere or the other. It's a fine line of seeing and no seeing. Be happy you can see. Be happy your eyes is getting cleansed so you find peace. You're not becoming more and more restless, but more and more peaceful. More and more content, more and more at ease.
It's my pleasure to be here.